Godzianian Purpose, Introduction, by Adlai Laudi. No apology is offered for this book. It is an earnest heart response to the vast number of appeals from truth lovers to correlate and progressively present a concordantly constructive series of expositions unfolding Godzianian purposes revealed in the scriptures. The work is designed for and will appeal to the thoughtful man or woman who has met difficulties in the study of the Bible according to the conventional ideas of Christendom. The controverted questions of creation, sin and evil, salvation, baptism, the new birth, death and hell, immortality, eternal torment, and others, have been dealt with frankly and clearly out of the spirit of love, energized by a strong conviction coming from a fresh concordant translation of the sacred scriptures conforming to a pattern of sound words at all times. No claim is made to originality in these teachings. I have earnestly and scrupulously endeavored to follow the divine verities of the original with a fidelity that will appeal to all serious truth seekers. No thought has been given to upholding the dogmas or tenets of any society, sect or denomination, or adding new ones, but with an eye single unto the glory of our Lord Christ. I have conscientiously compiled the work, realizing it and its influence will receive his just adjudication in that day when the fire will test each one's work what kind it is. The concordant version of the sacred scriptures has been used throughout the scope of the work. Chapter 2 gives ample evidence to satisfy all conscientious objections that may be entertained, on first thought, against its use. The studies are progressive, each chapter preparing the way for the next, and should be read and studied in the order presented. The expositional helps have been given with a view to enable the reader, though a beginner in the study of the scriptures, to read with understanding and edification, while at the same time, they have been made so thorough and comprehensive as to be indispensable to the scholar and teacher. These helps have either been added by the compiler or gleaned from other sources. Often themes, without attempting to clothe the thoughts anew in language of my own, I have quoted as expressed by the author, save for a few emendations now and then necessary to form a patterns of sound words conforming to the truth in its purity. I have drawn freely from the writings and notes of our beloved brother Enoch, translator and compiler of the concordant version. To him I express my heart's gratitude for his suggestions and cooperation, which have made the work possible. The work is the result of many years of devoted investigation, study, and restudy of the original scriptures, tested in the lecture halls of the larger cities of the United States and Canada before audiences composed of truth seekers of various nationalities and walks of life, including scientists, evolutionists, lawyers, doctors, historians, linguists, teachers, etc., who followed critically and thoughtfully, the greater majority receiving the expositions with praise. The work in its present form promises the unbiased, sincere truth-seeker, sufficient evidence, concordantly correlated from the scriptures in their purity, to satisfy and present them mature in all the word and will of God. Any repetition in the different chapters is purposely given for completeness of thought and emphasis. The teaching stresses the unique glory and exaltation of Christ and His cross, as the expression of God's infinite love and as the all-sufficient sacrifice for salvation, justification, conciliation, and reconciliation, through which God will ultimately attain the goal of His eonian purpose to become all in all. We have done our best. We wish it were better. We commit it to Him who is able to do exceedingly above all that we are requesting or apprehending, according to the power which is operating in us. We now send it forth with that unfeigned love and sincere purpose that energized the teachings of the Apostle Paul and motivated the prayers of Epaphras, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, in order that we should present every man mature in Christ Jesus and fully assured in all the will of God. To Him be the glory. Adlai Laudi. October 10, 1929, Johnson City, Tennessee. My reminiscence. After 44 years, through the 383 pages of the glorious wealth of scripture information and explanation unfolding God's glorious purpose of the eons, overwhelms my spirit with inexpressible thanksgiving and praise to my Heavenly Father to see the glorious message of spiritual wealth go forth again for the explanation and illumination of truth lovers of today, and through the coming years. All die Laudi. May 25, 1973, Pulaski, Virginia. Return to main index page.